Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Humanity's hunger for freedom. Humanity's thirst for justice. Humanity's drive for information understanding is unquenchable. In the full spectrum of information and knowledge on this planet, this transmission is a fount, is a headwater of what we as a species seek, and that is light, that is freedom, that is God. Tucker Carlson did a splendid job last night in a 11.5-minute monologue of laying out the compendium of where we are, and I'm going to be airing large portions of that and commenting on it coming up in the next segment. And I like how they describe him as Lord Fauci, Lord Biden. I am quite proud of the fact that my little colloquialism that I tend to add on the fronts of these guys is now being picked up in popular nomenclature, and I guess you could say parlance. But Lord Fauci and Lord Gates and Lord head of the Davos Group, Klaus Schwab, are going down, or we're going down. And boy, have his emails come out with him dismissing colleagues, sending him the actual documents where they give the gain of function sequencing. And you notice, the original Zero Hedge article was sent to Fauci. So, I'm giving credit where credit was due. In Western media, that was the first place. It was the Indian Institute that first scanned it. And then others did, and we confirmed it. We already knew the backstory on Fauci and the AIDS program and Chapel Hill and moving the virus program there. So that's why this has been so frustrating the last 16 months, is it was always hiding in plain view. But the bigger issue now, because you're not tuning in to get last year's news today, you're tuning in to get next year's news today, and so we'll give you next month and next year's news. But at this juncture, things start getting a little blurry because now there's a real battle inside the power structure. And so the New World Order elite types are going to try to trigger a financial collapse. They're going to try to do that, claiming hackers have done it. They've been beta testing, shutting down pipelines and shutting down meatpacking facilities and shutting down ferries. And then telling you that they're going to be the saviors when it all comes, even though they're the ones that want to disrupt society, to consolidate society. You notice the hackers never hit the UN. They never hit Amazon. They never hit Bill Gates and people. They never hit Elon Musk. They always hit infrastructure that hurts the little guy and consolidates power and control for them. They are the ones doing it. They're the ones shutting pipelines off publicly. They are the New World Order. They are the disruptors. They are the ones that want a post-industrial world and created a treaty in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro that our evil globalist president, Mr. New World Order, Herbert Walker Bush, may he burn in hell, promoted. So we know the compendium and the trajectory and the river in which we flow, but now we approach the sea. The world government, the dehumanization, the depopulation. Now the journey is beginning to reach its nightmare destination. And we're going to talk about how we stop it and what they're planning and the different possible futures that are rapidly approaching us as if we're driving down a highway at 300 miles an hour. We'll be right back. So everybody, you know, tune in, because history's happening now.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements. At the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients, 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
It's Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, the fall of the globalist medical tyrant that is now in accelerated freefall, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is truly the first domino to fall that can bring down much of the Anglo-American China globalist system. And we're going to be laying all of that out today, next year's news today. No need to celebrate that we were amongst the first to tell you exactly what's really going on. No need to go back in time. We're not giving you last year's news today. We're going to give you next year's news today. But Tucker Carlson did a really good summation of how far we've come educating the public. So I'm going to air part of that, then we're going to come back in the next segment, and I'm going to get to currently what's happening and how the globalists are going to strike back and what I believe you can expect to see unfold very, very quickly. And knowing this may actually be able to stop them. But if we don't have a massive awakening now, we're in deep trouble. You see, we don't have a year and a half to prove things again. We don't have 6 months to do it. We need to get people up to speed that you need to listen now. And I don't mean the listeners that are already dialed in, but you know, government and others that tune in and other media individuals. We know what we're talking about. We live in the real world, the real politique. That's what I do. I study how these people actually operate. And so we can either start being participants in the world and actually know how it works and realize we got some really bad people running things that are building a post-human world, or we can be totally enslaved. And I know a lot of leftists and a lot of corporate types sign on to this dehumanization program and know about a lot of it, but pretend is a key operative word, that you're part of the system, so you can just go along with it and you'll do better in the end. No, no, no. So far, selling out your species has gotten you ahead. But now at the end, you learn you were set up. So I'll talk about that today as well. But let's go to Tucker Carlson last night with the fall of the Gates UN frontman, Anthony Fauci.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. The utter fraudulence of Tony Fauci is obvious now, and it's widely acknowledged. But it was not always obvious. In March of last year, we interviewed Fauci on this show. We treated him with respect. We took his answers seriously. We're Americans, so we assumed the man in charge of protecting the U.S. from COVID must be rational and impressive. We also assumed he must be honest. But we were wrong. It soon became clear that Tony Fauci was just another sleazy federal bureaucrat, deeply political and often dishonest. More shocking than that, we then learned that Fauci himself was implicated in the very pandemic he'd been charged with fighting. Fauci supported the grotesque and dangerous experiments that appeared to have made COVID possible. We came to these conclusions incrementally, spurred by evidence that accumulated over the course of a year. Tonight, we have the mother lode. Thanks to a Freedom of Information request from BuzzFeed, we have thousands of emails to and from Anthony Fauci. They go back to the early winter of 2020. Collectively, they show that from the beginning, Tony Fauci was worried that the public might conclude COVID had originated at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, why would Tony Fauci be concerned that Americans would conclude that? possibly because Tony Fauci knew perfectly well that he had funded gain-of-function experiments at that very same laboratory. The emails prove that Fauci lied about this under oath. Consider this exchange, which began the evening of January 31st, 2020. It was a Friday just before midnight. The first email came from an immunologist called Christian Anderson, who works at the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California. Anderson warned Fauci that COVID appeared to have been possibly manipulated in a laboratory. Quote, the unusual features of the virus make up a really small part of the genome, less than 0.1%. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features potentially look engineered. The next day, on February 1st, Tony Fauci wrote back, thanks, Christian. Talk soon on the call. Fauci then sent an urgent email to his deputy, a man called Hugh Auchincloss. The subject of that email, in all caps, was important. Quote, Hugh, it is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward. You will have tasks today that must be done. Attached to that email was a document. It was entitled, quote, Barrick, Shi et al., Nature Medicine, SARS gainoffunction.pdf. Now, the Barrick in the attachment referred to Ralph Barrick, a virologist based in the U.S. who collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Barrick worked with a woman called Dr. Shi Shengli, known as the Bat Lady because she manipulates coronaviruses that infect bats. She was the Shi in the attachment. Now, keep in mind that during the questioning from Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky fairly recently, Tony Fauci denied that this same Ralph Barrick had conducted gain-of-function research. Again, this is the Ralph Barrick in Fauci's attachment, which was entitled Barrick, Shi et al., SARS gainoffunction.pdf. And yet, under oath before the United States Congress, Fauci denied this.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina. And if you look at the grant, and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
Oh, it wasn't just on Twitter. It was in Fauci's own emails. In retrospect, that looks a lot like perjury. We do know that starting early last year, a lot of people at NIH were worried that COVID had not occurred naturally. They were concerned it had been instead manipulated in a lab in China. And yet they seemed determined to hide those facts from the public. Again, why? On the afternoon of February 1st last year, Fauci held a conference call with several top virologists. Most of the details of that call remained hidden from public view. They've been redacted. We know the call was related to a document entitled Coronavirus Sequence Comparison. Jeremy Farrar, a British physician who runs a major research nonprofit, reminded everyone on the call that what they said was top secret. Quote, information and discussion is shared in total confidence and not to be shared until agreement on next steps, end quote. In other emails, Jeremy Farrar passed along an article from the website Zero Hedge. That piece suggested the coronavirus might have been created as a bioweapon. We now know that is a more plausible explanation than the one we believed at first and were told by the media, which is that corona came from a pangolin. And yet for the crime of saying that out loud, a more plausible explanation, Zero Hedge was banned from social media platforms. Until recently, you were not allowed to suggest that COVID might be man-made. Why couldn't you suggest that? The fact checkers wouldn't allow it. Why wouldn't they? Because Tony Fauci assured the tech monopolies that the coronavirus could not have been man-made. And so the tech monopolies shut down the topic. Watch Fauci lie.
A group of highly qualified evolutionary virologists look at the sequences there and the sequences in bats as they evolve, and the mutations that it took to get to the point where it is now is totally consistent with a jump of a species from an animal to a human.
That was April 17th, 2020, very shortly into the course of this pandemic. At that point, what Tony Fauci just asserted as known could not conclusively have been known. That was a lie. Tony Fauci suggested that he knew because top researchers had decided conclusively that this must have jumped naturally from an animal to a human being. But again, at that point, he could not have known that. That was dishonest. 2 days after he said that, one of the virologists that Tony Fauci had funded to conduct dangerous coronavirus experiments in Wuhan wrote to thank him for the help. That man, a man called Peter Daszak, complained to Fauci that the American tax dollars he'd taken for these experiments were being, quote, publicly targeted by Fox News reporters. Yet Daszak remained grateful for Tony Fauci's support. Quote, I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators, end quote. Now, strangely, most of this specific email from Daszak to Fauci has been redacted, and it was redacted under FOIA Section B7A. That specific exemption to the FOIA law applies to, quote, records or information compiled for law enforcement purposes, but only to the extent that production of those documents could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. Are Peter Daszak and Tony Fauci under criminal investigation? We can only hope they are. They certainly deserve it. At this point, we can't say for sure. We do know that Fauci hasn't simply lied about the origins of COVID, pretending to know things he could not know.
He's lied about the vaccines. And we'll come back with that, the conclusion of Tucker, but I'll give you what's coming next, the key. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, we're going to give you the rest of the story as soon as we are done finishing this report here in just a moment. So here is Tucker Carlson last night with the fall of Fauci. He's gone into the lab, how Fauci developed the gain of function, how he lied to Congress, how there's videos, how there's documents, how there's witnesses, how there's emails. And then they move on to the next thing, which is he's also the guy in control of the vaccine and the response and the rollout and the investigation into himself. Because if you're going to launch something like this, which they did on purpose, the timing, the preparation, the white papers, the Rockefeller documents, Event 201, Crimson Contagion, all of it pre-planned, all of the response rolled out for the UN to be in charge, everyone else to be censored, real treatments like hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir and others blocked, so you can bring out the experimental gene therapy and set the precedent of a medical tyranny upon the world, which is causing massive heart attacks, massive strokes, massive disintegration of lungs, which, again, Fauci did specific studies at the University of Texas and others, knowing that vaccines of the same type but under another name did this. So this is a very sophisticated criminal rollout plan. They did it at Wuhan, a multinational lab, so you couldn't blame the U.S., you couldn't blame China, and the U.N. could be the savior. This is all a globalist, great reset operation. Schwab even admits this is helping bring in their world government, helping cut the carbon, all of this. This is their big move. How wonderful and quiet the cities are. How it's depopulating the third world. How it caused birth rates to plummet across the West. This is their big salvo. Then there's the hack attacks that are just tests to also break down civilization and society. And while that happens, the big mega banks, the big tech companies, the big box stores, they are essential. They're designed to take the collapse, and only they are left standing. There was a Roman emperor, of course, a particularly famous one that ended up dying in the gladiatorial arena himself, whose chief of staff held off the grain supplies. What was his name? Held off the grain supplies for 6 months so he could be a hero and bring in the grain supplies, but it actually got out of control and made people so sick that they starved, and so they got the Black Plague, and that ended up bringing down that emperor and the guy that tried the false flag. And it's happening yet again, ladies and gentlemen. History repeats. Here it is.
Investigation? We can only hope they are. They certainly deserve it. At this point, we can't say for sure. We do know that Fauci hasn't simply lied about the origins of COVID, pretending to know things he could not know. He has also lied about vaccines in key ways. In March of last year, former Obama official Zeke Emanuel wrote to Fauci to ask a very simple question, one that we've asked countless times. Are people who have recovered from COVID generally immune from getting infected with COVID once again? That applies to about 100 million Americans, so it's not a small question. Fauci's response, quote, no evidence in this regard, but you would assume that there would be substantial immunity post-infection. Well, yes, you would assume that. We always have. And in fact, studies now show it is true. People who have had COVID and recovered almost never get sick again from COVID, so they don't need to be vaccinated. Yet to this day, Tony Fauci has never admitted that in public. In his email to Zeke Emanuel, he admitted something else that's also now obvious. Surgical masks, the paper kind all of us wear, don't really work. They offer very little protection from COVID. In fact, at least one study shows they may accelerate transmission of viruses. They are, in short, a form of make-believe. Yet once again, while under oath in public, Tony Fauci claimed precisely the opposite.
Telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
The vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any sign.
I totally disagree with you.
Rand Paul is a physician. He's smart. What he just said was true, and the science shows that it's true. There's not much debate about it, actually, among honest people. But Tony Fauci claimed it wasn't true. He lied. Why would he do that? Well, here's one reason. The emails show that Tony Fauci speaks regularly to Bill Gates. That's odd. Bill Gates is not a doctor. Bill Gates is not a scientist. Bill Gates is a very rich man who made billions making mediocre software for office computers. So why would Tony Fauci be in such regular contact with Bill Gates? The term Bill Gates comes up more than two dozen times when you search the Fauci emails. Has Bill Gates profited in any way from Tony Fauci's COVID guidance? That would definitely be worth knowing immediately. And yet we don't know. Our media don't seem interested in finding out. In fact, here's how CNN covered the emails today. Quote, thousands of emails from and to Dr. Fauci revealed the weight that came with his role as a rare source of frank honesty within the Trump administration's COVID-19 task force. Can you imagine a more dishonest characterization of anything than that? It's hard to. By the way, it wasn't just CNN. No reporters asked about these emails at today's White House press briefing. Not one question. But you shouldn't be surprised. Of course they didn't ask. Tony Fauci is too big to question at this point. Quote, oh my God, one Biden voter wrote to Tony Fauci back in March. Is there anything I can do for you besides being grateful? Wash my feet with your tears, Fauci may have responded. We can't say that he did respond that way for certain. We don't have his reply. We do know that in affluent neighborhoods throughout Northwest Washington.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this was released by design. And that's the rest of the story. Not leaked. We keep calling it a vaccine. It's not. It's a bioweapon, a gene therapy. We keep calling it a leak. It was a purposeful release. It's not a vaccine. It wasn't a leak. It's not a vaccine. It wasn't a leak. Even InfoWars has headlines. InfoWars told you about the Wuhan leak in January 2020. No, I said that it was a purposeful release. You could see it all. It was in the blueprints. It was in the war games. When we come back, start your engines. Because I'm going to lay out where we really are and what is going to happen next. Unless we the people do something. But Fauci is going down. And you notice now people are learning who was controlling him, Bill Gates. And so this is a big moment, but the enemy is going to strike back. They've already beta tested, and it's going to be a cocktail of terror attacks, cyber attacks, regional conflicts, and even world war. And the globalists are moving to tank the dollar. I'm Alex Jones. We're broadcasting worldwide from what's left of the Republic. Stay with us. You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in.
or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerve, you've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or Vaso Beats, back, 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I think we should all just slow down, take a deep breath, and cogitate, meditate, think about the fact that savor could be a word, but this isn't something I want to savor, though it is good, still painful, that the entire globalist program of world government, neo-feudalism, deindustrialization is coming off the rails. And I hardly ever drink soft drinks, but I was in such a good mood about this morning that I got out of the refrigerator a Canada Dry ginger ale. A nice childhood drink. I never do things like that, but just a little treat there, even though it's crap. And that's really a diversion from everything, isn't it? It's just quite a moment that we're in here. But you know what the wolf says in Pulp Fiction when they think they've gotten away scot-free? He says, let's not start celebrating quite yet. He has a very crude way of saying that, because while we're looking at the fact that globalists are in trouble and the fact that their system's falling apart, what did they do when their system was falling apart a year and a half ago? They released a bioweapon and then used it for psychological fear to shut down the societies that were open and free. And so if you think they're going to give up, think again. They've got a lot of different plans on the drawing board that they've now been taking off the drawing board and going into beta. And I'm talking about final phase beta. And that has been all of these cyber attacks that have been taking place. Shutting down meatpacking, shutting down major pipelines, shutting down major shipping systems. That is 100% the globalist system doing that, and different countries as well joining in on it. The Russians, the Chinese are undoubtedly testing systems, because there is a cold war taking place that is becoming a warmer and hotter war by the day. And so we could pore over the Fauci emails and pore over the head of his project admitting they were creating a five-virus chimera on video. Well, we played that months ago. And we could look at, oh, they pulled his book because it's so embarrassing off of Amazon and off of Barnes & Noble. The publishers did. Because it's Fauci coming out with his official story and with his perjury, and it's a written record. 10 times worse than what he said 3 weeks ago in front of Senator Paul and that committee, where he said, no one's ever done gain of function. I've never funded it. It wasn't happening at Wuhan. When they name it gain of function and he orders gain of function and says, I want gain of function on specific coronaviruses with gain of function, specifically combining them. I mean, we have the director of it talking about what they did. We have Fauci funding it and saying he did it in writing, in emails, in the grants, and in testimony in Congress 6 years ago. It'd be like somebody kidnapping a child off the street, taking them to a basement, and then slowly dissecting them while they're alive for a week with 50 HD cameras shooting footage of all of it. And then the serial killer calls the police and says, I've killed the little girl, and I dissected her, and I ate her. And then you have hundreds of hours of him doing this. And then CNN turns around and says he didn't torture and eat the girl. I mean, it's that ridiculous. But you say, why would they incriminate themselves? Why would they be out in the open? Because they were incriminating the NIH and the WHO and the Chinese and the U.S. government, because they're globalists that corrupt everyone so that everyone's to blame so they can continue on with the scientific takeover. What did they legalize last week? Last Tuesday. It was a minor blip on the radar. The United States of America, in May of 2021, I'm getting chills, human-animal spliced clones. I told you, been going on for 50 years. But they legalized it. Just like they said, hey, we could never get this gene therapy authorized because in all the studies with volunteers, it killed most of them. Blood clots and weird cancers and liquefying livers, strokes, heart attacks. Oh, because you can go in and change genes on people all day. You can do all sorts of stuff. But then it's going to have some bad side effects like death. And what did they do? They got authorization under emergency authorization through all these governments because Bill Gates and Fauci went around over 30 years and spent hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer money they controlled to get control of over 150 national health services from Nigeria to Australia, from India to the United States, from Canada to Germany, from Mexico to Iceland, to Brazil. Bolsonaro doesn't even control the National Medical Service there. And that's how you dominate, and that's how you take over. And so Fauci did it all out in the open, just like Joe Biden got up a few years ago. What was it, 2018, on CNN, on C-SPAN, in a televised press conference and said they were investigating me for Burisma in Ukraine. So I called up when I was vice president and I said, there's $1 billion being paid tonight. And if you keep that prosecutor on, you don't get $1 billion. And son of a bitch, they called me an hour later. He was fired. Now, he didn't do that because he was senile then. He was still sharp. He did it to hide the crime in plain view. It is a con man operation with Haas, Richard N. Haas, and those other white shoe boy Harvard mafia criminals. But there they are. And so that's where we are. And so what's in the cards? Massive cyber attacks to distract you, escalating war with China, war in the Middle East, dollar fluctuations, and race war this summer, which they are in overdrive doing with look at the disparities in income and whites are racist and massacring blacks everywhere and white supremacy is the number one threat. And, oh, my God, the white people are killing the black people. Do something, do something. Stop the whites. Burn everything down now. Hoping they can get black people to go out and be the cover for martial law by getting black folks to burn everything down. They are trying so hard, just like the famous Antifa documents we got from 2015 showed, where Obama planned martial law, having white Antifa go out in cities across the country like Maryland, like Baltimore, and getting them to stage the burning down of buildings to use blacks as the cover for it. Unbelievable. So that's what we're facing. That's where we are with collapsing border. The Russians just dumped the U.S. dollar. The world is at war, and I'll tell you about the different factions and how I think we counter this when we come back. And from the vault, we've got InfoWars first on TV and radio, laying out not just that it was a leak, but that it was deliberate. Last January. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Segment tonight said we should all sit back and contemplate on where the world is today and how amazing it is that these horrible, evil plans of the globalists are coming out, because they were so arrogant they hid them in plain view and like a spell, thought that they could keep us under their control. But instead, it's backfiring, and the emperor's new clothes don't exist. And if you go back to that children's parable, these supposed master tailors come to the little kingdom, to the emperor's abode, and only the most moral and smart and royal and upright can see these golden threads. Those that are profane, those that are fallen, those that are ugly, those that are corrupt and bad and not royal cannot see. And so the emperor shone the beautiful cloak. And none of the ministers want to say they can't see it because they're not profane. They're not fallen. They're not bad. And so the emperor thinks, well, I can't see it, but I better not say that. They'll think I'm not royal. She said, oh, beautiful clothing. And finally, the emperor goes out completely naked for a parade. And everybody freaks out, but they don't say anything because, well, you're not royal or you're bad or you're corrupt if you can't see the clothes. But finally, a three-year-old boy steps forward and says, you're not wearing anything. You're naked. And everybody starts laughing, and the illusion falls just like that. So Fauci and Gates and the UN, the New World Order, the Chi-Coms, oh, you better stay closed. You better never come out. Oh, my gosh, there's no treatments for it. It's the worst things ever. And they lie, exaggerate, say we're going to have, 5 million dead, then 2 million dead. And they say it's got a 4% kill rate and a 3% kill rate. None of it was true. And then they lie on the PCR test. But people want to be heroes. They want to wear masks. They want to stay at home and watch Netflix and drink beer because they're heroes. And you're not a hero. You should stay home. Because they tailored it that you're moral and you're good. You can see the gold clothing. You can see how good it is to wear a mask. And so that's where we are as a civilization, as a society. So you've got to be ready whenever they sell the idea that, oh, you're moral and right because you're for censorship, or you're moral and right because you want open borders, or you're moral and right because you don't question the system, that really you're just a chump. But more than just sitting back and contemplating this, we should sit back and thank God and get on our knees that there is still good in the universe and that we're giving the globalists a run for their money, and pray for more whistleblowers to come out and more evidence to come forward, because that's what I told you a few weeks ago is happening. People in the system now see what Fauci did, who are compartmentalized, and they've got all the evidence that it was premeditated. And when Fauci testified that he wasn't involved in gain of function, even more evidence came out because people in the system know he's lying. And they weren't questioning before because Fauci's the emperor. He's wearing the new clothes. But as soon as he got called, he gave them the moral courage to face what was really happening. And now everybody sees it for what it is. And we're at that collapse moment right now. And all the emails sent to him and him trying to cover it up and being thanked for covering it up, it's all smoking gun. It's an incredible time to be alive. And it all leads back to Bill Gates, just like I told you. So all the fawning and all the worshiping, the New World Order thought they could use a health scare to bring us down forever. And that the whole world was made up with soy boys. But it wasn't. There were still men and women that would tell the truth that were left. I'm going to air some of the excerpts. I'm not going to play it all because there's about 6 minutes of just quick clips. Now, InfoWars first exposed the fact that this was a purposeful bioweapon, psychological warfare weapon released from Wuhan to bring in the Great Reset. And then as you go through, we first report on the lab, on the virus, on how it could be a leak, and then into the fact that it was obviously by design. Flashback, watch InfoWars breakdown, Wuhan bioweapon release on January 2020. That band.video, but you can't share band.video because it's censored, because it tells the truth. So you have to share it by the URL, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. Separately, there's only 4 days left, and then the sale will end, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, biggest deal of the year, DNA Force Plus sold out for almost 7 months, the PQQ, the CoQ10 for your cells, your immune system, which you need all the time, period, is amazing. Back in stock, 40% off, pollen block for seasonal discomfort, allergies, natural compound developed in France with quail, eggs, shells, it is 40% off. Supernal Vitality back in stock, 50% off. Prostaguard, so amazing, 40% off. Alpha Power, very powerful, 50% off. Ultra 12 for your immune system and body and health and stamina. Highest quality B12 taken under the tongue. Back in stock, 50% off. Basil Beach for your heart, 50% off. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, $50 off. Alexa Pure Pro water filter, $50 off. Both high rated, great quality, very low price. Double ionic fizzy magnesium drink. We've got both types of magnesium making an ionic. That is at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. And the mailing address you'd like to order that way is also at InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we've got Dr. Mercola's book on COVID-19 and the Great Reset Globalist Takeover at InfoWarsStore.com to get and donate to the library. Every mind you wake up is very important. This is a life and death situation. And as we go into the next hour, I got a lot of other news I'm going to hit as well that all ties into how they're going to strike back with the race war they're basically already started in this country. Very, very sad. We can still head this off. And I told you they'd soon be all over TV promoting eating bugs. CNN anchor now eating cicadas on TV saying it's sushi. That's like taking dog manure to somebody's front door and telling them it's a chocolate brownie. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. There's a whole plan behind all this. I'm going to explain that coming up next hour as well. But here's just some of David Knight and, of course, Harrison Smith and myself and everybody else here on air laying this out first on TV and radio last January. Here it is. New research casts doubt the coronavirus started in Wuhan food market. Of course it did. It started in a bioweapons lab.
The real issue is maybe the Chinese lab there in the city of Wuhan, which going back 2 years ago, inside the Chinese lab, poised to study the world's most dangerous pathogens. Isn't it funny how these things always kind of originate around these biosafety labs, right?
There's also a very coincidental fact that the only a high-level bio lab in China is located less than 10 miles away from this wet market. In fact, it was founded after the SARS outbreak in 2003, and it's the only one that is capable of handling, they say, this outbreak, and it's there in Wuhan, very close to this wet market. Because of the lab located so near to that wet market. In fact, you have a headline here from Nature magazine. Inside the Chinese lab, poised to study the world's most dangerous pathogens. That is from February 2017. And so the suspicion is that perhaps they were somehow mutating these viruses, somehow working on these viruses, perhaps even creating these viruses, and in an attempt to either create a genetic weapon of some sort, and it just got out, or perhaps they were just looking for a way to create vaccines, and because of not following certain precautions, it allowed it to leak.
Override big tech censors. Click the link below and share this important report. And again, the pauses are where we put up the dates, family viewers. Go ahead, you guys can turn the audio back up. Let's just stop it. Just have a computer problem. We just won't play it. It's fine. We'll put it in post once we put it out. Because what I did there today was the archivist likes to put the date on it and pause and put black up on the screen. I mean, we probably need to tell them to stop doing that and just put a lower third up saying the date during it because it becomes an issue where radio stations start asking, why is there dead air for 3 seconds when we show that? So I tried to talk over that, and then they overcalculated and thought that I didn't want the audio turned down during it, which it's fine. Just we're going to move on now. Anyways, that doesn't really even matter. You know, the clips I want is where I specifically say it's a bioweapon released on purpose to cause a worldwide lockdown and a UN takeover. And I was saying that in February. That's the clips we're going to get. But you can see the full videos at InfoWars.com. All right. I'm going to reset, get focused, and come back and do the rest of the show on the other side as best I can. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In 60 seconds, I don't have...